Hey everyone, I'm Toki Busa, and we are here in Singapore with Mel today. How you doing, man?
Hi, Toki. Very good to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit more about yourself and your business.
I am endlessly passionate about building consumer products for, for ordinary people about tokens. And the last few years we have now built token.com, which I think is one of the very few projects, like companies, that actually has a shot at reaching like 1 billion people by 2030. Like that's actually our goal. And like I'm dead set on like iterating our product to get there.
That's amazing.
Well,
That's quite the
still gonna
goal, but get
deliver,
here.
but I think we're doing pretty well. So yeah.
Okay. And how do you feel about your company so far? Like, tell me a little bit more about what you guys do, like,
Yeah.
on the day to day.
Yeah, so token.com is basically like the main question that ordinary people ask us when the bull markets are happening is, what token should I buy? They're always, if they know you work in crypto, they're like, what token should I buy? What token should I buy?
It's true.
And like, we basically we've built, I've built, with my team, the product to answer that almost perfectly, right? So token.com is literally like a TikTok style video feed. It's a short video feed, but every single video, every single piece of content is about tokens. And on the video, so the creator, like the, whether it's media or like some influencer or the token projects, they can upload videos. And when they upload the video, they have to tag the token they're talking about, whether it's Ethereum or Solana or some, crazy new coin. And then on the video, right next to the token is the buy and sell button. So you're literally in a video feed where every piece of content is actionable, right? You can act like buy or sell on it. And fundamentally, the idea is that we are putting storytelling front and center rather than trading. So like if you look at Coinbase, if you look at Binance, they pretty much look the same like the exchanges did 10 years ago in our industry. 10 years ago, they were like a list of coins when I entered, right? It was a list of coins with data next to it. It still is today. And it just seems to me that these companies don't really have a vision for how ordinary people, how the world really will come to experience tokens in the future. And I think it's all of, like all the billion user apps like Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, all of them have storytelling at the heart. And so we've put, storytelling through short video right at the center of our app. And that's how we can communicate, allow people to communicate all the stories of all the token projects out there. Some token projects have visionary ideas, visionary founders are truly doing interesting things, but ordinary people will never hear that on Coinbase. They just see a little chart.
That's very, very true. So, from your perspective, when did you start thinking that storytelling was going to be the way to go?
I guess like one of the core memories is like 10 years, like, well, almost 10 years ago now, I guess. I watched a video on YouTube of Alex van der Sande, which is one of the Ethereum co-founders, who presented his vision for the Mist browser, which was the original Ethereum. It was like their GUI. It showed that Ethereum, unlike Bitcoin, was going to have a graphical user interface where you can click on smart contracts to do your marriage license and like, loan out your house and, and like, watching that video was like the aha moment for me, where I was like, fuck. Am I allowed to swear? Like, I was like, fuck. These guys, like this Ethereum thing, these guys are the future. This is gonna win. And so, and basically, that is the sort of experience that we're trying to bring to the forefront for everyone.
Awesome. Yeah.
Basically, meaning that if that were to happen today, if I were to see a video on our platform, of like, a founder being interviewed or someone explaining their project or concept, and I think like, damn, this is good, right? And I invest on that video.
Yeah.
That video will float to the top of the feed for other people. It'll show
Oh.
on the video that Mel, and 23 others invested on this video, right? And that will communicate to others, not just that I have bought this particular token, but it'll also say why. It gives you the narrative,
Okay.
right? Because that's what's missing. Like, ordinary people come to crypto in the bull markets, and like because ultimately they think they could make money, right? They hear us all making money, And but if they don't have the understanding and conviction as to why they should be investing in this project or that project, they're destined to fail, right?
Can appreciate that.
Yeah. And so unlike on Coinbase, when you open token.com, maybe one of the first videos you'll see is actually Michael Saylor with cool music in the background, like the cool TikTok music, you know, like the alpha, you know, Sigma cool type music in the background talking, you know, on one of his rants talking about how, you know, Bitcoin is effing cool, right? Like that, listening to that is like, you know, telling you a story, a narrative as to why, you know, like why Bitcoin is going to survive this century.
Yeah. So from your perspective then, do you feel like it also increases the amount of FOMO in the moment for people to have, like, again, the fear of missing out on this opportunity?
Well, look, that is possible. The reality here is we are opening Pandora's box, right? We don't know what kind of like effects are downstream from what we're building today. If, you know, as we get like network effects and lots of users, like, you know, we grew up watching like Reddit blow up, YouTube blow up, all these platforms grow massively, and they all had their own specific kind of interesting things that happened along the way. We're going to have the same stuff. So not all of it will be good, but the overall effects here is supposed to be very positive, because ultimately what we're doing here is we are elevating the long tail of tokens, right? Allowing the long tail of tokens to tell their story. Right, like a project like Luxo or Hathor, or you know, or Algorand, which are like some of the first that have signed up to our platform. They are interested in what we're doing because they can tell their story much more easily on our platform. People can instantly take it in compared to like trying to follow us on Telegram or like read some white paper, which is how our industry works today, or follow the right people on crypto Twitter.
I can appreciate that for sure. So, I'm a little bit curious, when it does come down to whenever you're purchasing on someone's video, does that person get any like percentages, anything along those lines?
Yeah, so that's actually right. So Genzio, right? If you guys upload an interview like this with a founder of a token project, and a lot of, you know, and you have like hundreds of thousands of, like the video goes viral, let's say, that video outside of, you know, our platform, let's say it went viral on YouTube, right? Because it's like such a brilliant project or whatever, that you will cause people to buy that token or sell that token on some other exchange. They'll go to like Binance to trade, right? So you will cause volume, but none of that volume is attributed to your work, right? We, in fact, marry those two concepts together. So uploading your video to token.com, people will be trading directly on the video, right? They're buying this token on the video, and the trading fee for that video, let's say it's $1 million in volume, right? Which is like a very reasonable, you know, might even be a like conservative numbers if we really win here.
True.
Currently, you know, we take a 1% trading fee. Half of that we split with the creator. So that's $10,000 in fees, half of which you as Genzio get. So we are trying to fund a new academic, journalistic explosion for our industry, right? It should reward, right? Our industry should massively reward people discovering the nooks and crannies of the brilliant ideas in our industry, rather than like, you know, us all pumping the latest shit coin, right? Which is where we are today.
There is a lot of that going on in the world today. Yeah, I can see the point you're making.
Yeah.
So from right now, you've had a very long Web3 journey from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
What has been one of your biggest high points in all of it?
Yeah. So biggest high points. I mean, there are a lot, but like, I mean, look, ultimately I love winning, right? Like I'm extremely competitive, and I think what we're building today is inevitable. If we don't build this, OKX or Binance or Coinbase or some other new company or Twitter or TikTok will, right? Someone will do this, because video shopping is already a big thing in Asia, right?
Yes, it is.
Europe is a bit behind, US a bit behind, but video shopping is definitely the future, right? Where you watch content and you can directly interact by what you're seeing. We're doing that for tokens. And so what I love here, what gives me the dopamine, is is just crushing theoretical conversation. Now, I'm not sure, you know, like this is the great thing to say on a podcast, but like that's why I'm here. And the high points definitely along the way is getting excellent creators like yourselves to join our platform, right? And like see that this is like giving you a new type of platform to elevate your impact in the industry.
It could also genuinely, from the sounds of it, increase your revenue streams.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
It's symbiotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like ultimately, we are making things more efficient. There are people out there who want to know what all the tokens are doing and which ones are the most meaningful to them, right? And then there are token projects that want to have their story heard. We make that, you know, kind of like exchange extremely simple, right?
I have a question then.
Yeah.
It sounds like people would be able to tell whether or not you're liking something or interacting with that video or even buying a significant amount.
Yeah.
How do you think that plays into like the security aspects of people in the cryptosphere?
That is a question we'll have to kind of find a satisfying answer for. Mm-hmm. I guess like our industry today is not entirely anonymous, right? So like blockchain is pseudonymous, right? The reality is all of our transactions are public. It's just a little hard to tie down whose name is what. But then again, we have ENS, so people are like doxing themselves. And we have extremely advanced, like, you know, analysis tools, whether it's, you know, Elliptic or Chainalysis or like all the AI that's coming. The reality is everything you've ever done, everything I've ever done on chain is basically going to be known, right? Like it's a matter of...
Yeah, just a matter of time.
So, and like, you know, like regulators and their, you know, like interests aside, that's really not a bad thing, potentially, right? So I believe that crypto has this opportunity to change the relationship that society has with money. So in our old world, money is kind of a dirty concept for a lot of people, right? It's like taboo, you know, it's like if you have a lot of it, you're evil, right? And that is such a stupid kind of like, you know, way of thinking. Like it's really holding our industry back because the reality is that capitalism and money creation markets have generated all the wealth around us. All everything Absolutely. Pretty much good about our society is because of these market forces. But we've like, you know, cast it aside as this dirty thing. And tokens could potentially reverse that, right? Where what tokens specifically are doing is they're making capitalism accessible to everyone in theory, right? Where like everyone can now invest in their buddy with a great idea, right? Like that's what ICOs were back in 2017. You didn't have to be in Silicon Valley. You could be any guy in the world on Ethereum who had a great vision and people would invest in you. Yes. This is a prototype for where tokens should go. And for us to really get there and change the world, we can change our relationship with money. Like investing in each other is a very good thing and like creates, it's not a zero-sum game, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So with your app, how easy is it to use?
Yeah, well, it is damn easy, if not a little too easy. So it's actually fun, first of all.
Okay.
Like, I want my cousin to feel like it's fun to hear the latest, you know, cool token, right? Like, today, obviously, most tokens are very techy, you know, like... Either they're like techno babble, L2, whatever, or they're like meme coins. Those are the two main categories today. But in the future, not long from now, it'll be like, hey, these are the latest snowboard brands that are like launching or whatever, right? Like that's what he's interested in. That's what he might invest in. So that's like where we're going. But yeah, like our app is very simple. You just go to token.com, download, you know, hit the download button, iOS or Android. And you can either use that as a Web3 app if you're like a pro user, or you can do KYC and then you get access to all the fiat on and off ramps if you're like new to crypto.
Okay.
And yeah, like for the user, that's it, right? Like you just start consuming content. You can follow me, you can follow you, right?
Okay.
And well, if you sign up, right? Which, and then like, it's a social network, but for investing in tokens, and it looks really beautiful as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you're showing it off here in Singapore. What else are you looking forward to about being here in such an amazing place?
Yeah. So this is like the It's like the Taylor Swift concert of our industry, right? Like it's the biggest event.
No, and, you're right.
We all have to be here, right? And it, yeah, like I think it's a great year. Like especially like for us, it's been a really good year because we've met a lot of our like creators who are signing up, a lot of the media that are signing up, token projects, yeah, you know, like we just all have to endure, right? We're not in a bull market yet.
We're close.
Hopefully, we're close. I think what we're building is a prerequisite for a retail user bull market.
Okay.
I don't think ordinary people will tolerate another Coinbase or Binance cycle where it's like, oh, we all have to buy crypto again on the same platform. It looks the same, just the coins are slightly different this time. It's like Solana rather than Cardano at the top, right?
Totally fair point there.
And it's like, who wants that? No one wants that. It's failed every time. So I think like an app like ours has to exist where like the perception of what crypto is so different all of a sudden. It's like, oh my God, no, crypto is actually this experience of like, you know, like these are like companies with like visions and founders and like they're doing yes. things and like every token is different, right? Like that's basically what we can bring to the market. So,
And you're right. Yeah. It is very simple. It seems pretty intuitive. You can buy and sell right from the start.
Yeah, yeah. So people can see here, like creators, you know, upload videos, right? Then they tag the token, and then there's the buy button right here. And yeah, you can literally you can even string together your purchases like I'm doing there. And that then helps rank the video. It'll know, you know, if we're connected, it'll show Mel's invested in this, right? It'll also tell us that this is like a good. It also will help us figure out which tokens are good. If we see like a high-end investor,
okay,
you know, like in theory, let's say Mark Andreessen invests in something, that's like a very strong signal that this is like a legit project, right?
You're pretty rare there.
So this is where we're going. And it's just so wildly different than all the consumer investing products today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just think it's insane that Coinbase has 100 million users. If you're using Coinbase as a retail person, you feel completely alone on this platform. It's you against this huge market.
You're not wrong.
How on earth do they think they're going to get to 1 billion users? They have no vision. They don't know where it's going. They genuinely don't. I told my fucking team, this has to be so good that when you're browsing and investing in things, it feels like you're touching money, tokens from 2030. I would want to say token 2049, but that's a little too far out. I think like we can do 2030. This is like tokens in the year 2030.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to learning more. And truly, I appreciate your time today, Mel. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Right. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
But it's not something Gen Z is afraid of.
If you want to survive, you got to build a house.
You know, you do not understand.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Rebecca's Gen Z Media House.
Oswald, thanks so much for joining us today.